Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, West Coast correspondent Al Jackson. He's coming up in just a minute.
Gather around my friends and I'll tell you about a man who is adored by every woman in the land. He rides a big white horse. He's gorgeous, of course. He never watches sports and he has never been divorced. He's the man. He's the man. He's the man who doesn't exist. After sex, he likes to cuddle and then talk about your mom. And he loves to rock out too. Celine Dion. He's muscular and thin. He only has one chin. He thinks that Cindy Crawford is way too thin. He takes out the trash even before you ask. He never holds your head under the covers when he releases gas. He's the man. He's the man. He's the man who doesn't exist. He loves to paint your toenails and then give you a back rub. And when you can't button your pants, he says they must have shrunk. He nourishes your soul. He knows how to fold. And all his favorite underwear is less than 10 years old. He doesn't criticize or tell you how to drive. He knows that after sex you shouldn't give a high five. He's the man. He's the man. He's the man who doesn't exist.
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Jeff Oskay at the I Hate Steven Singer sidekick chair. That's Ace Cosby. There's Willie Griswold. Hey, and man. I'm Chick McGee. And there's Tom Griswold. And Tom, we have a special guest.
Man in velour.
He doesn't have a weird tracksuit on today.
Oh, it's soft, though. Look at that velour. Oh,
it is. It's like the younger Jay-Z. It's Al Jackson.
That needs to be felt.
Oh.
Oh. I have, when I say several velour tracksuits, I told you guys about a year ago. I was going all in with the tracksuits, and I feel like there was some doubt in the room. I probably have now, Tom, 2 weeks worth of tracksuits from all over the world. I have knockoff tracksuits from Amazon, from Korea. I have brand new tracksuits that a young black company started in Philly. I am beginning my tracksuit life, and I'm here for it.
Love it.
Al Jackson is our guest. Al, does that zip all the way down?
Wait till we're off air, Tom. But
is that a one piece? Is my question.
No, this is actually a two piece matching velour, and you can get them from Amazon. There's so many random companies stashed all over the world. You can get these like really cheap and they're comfortable. Tom, you should walk around your house in all velour for no reason. Why not?
I've got white dogs. I'd be covered in dog hair immediately, and I don't own any sweatpants.
Tom doesn't like sweatpants.
I don't like sweatpants. They don't have a...
Go ahead.
Tell him.
Tell Al what you say about people who wear sweatpants. Go ahead.
To me, sweatpants shout failure.
Yeah. Tom, that's where you're wrong. It just means failure for that day. Okay. Like when you put sweatpants on Monday at like 10 a.m., Monday's over for you. But there's still Tuesday. Like you just like it's just one day where you just failed and mailed it in, and that's okay too.
Yeah, I can't. They don't have back pockets.
Al, all he wears are these weird seersucker cotton pants. It looks like he's gonna go swimming with Dick Van Dyke and Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. It's a really weird look.
Yeah. That's good.
Well,
they're,
you could wear
just jeans.
You could wear the tracksuit and add a fanny pack. Then you could have all your stuff.
No. Then I would just leave all my stuff there. I'm too embarrassed. Do you have a fanny pack, Tom?
Really quickly, shout out to Christy Lee. She is dressed the way like Biggie rapped about when he said, way back when I had the red and black lumberjack. Like the lumberjack shirt that you have on was like really big in early 90s hip hop. That's really? Very, very early 90s Brooklyn of you. Wow. Very cool.
Yeah, this is my shirt, Jack. We were just talking about that on the air or off the air.
I was saying she looks like one of those country girls in the salesman jokes where the sales guy.
No, it's a farmer's daughter joke. It's country girl is never mentioned. Well, the farmer's daughter. Don't say country girl. You see how you mess up everything?
Well, that one country girl scenario where they have an industry out in the in suburbia.
Willie Loman type of
approaches. You mean the farmer's daughter?
No, you know those jokes, Al, where the guy goes, "You can stay here, but you have to stay in the barn and don't get near my daughter."
Yeah,
and it always ends up with some kind of conjugal visit.
conjugal.
I'm sorry. Al Jackson is our guest, the Daily Blast live, and I understand you took on a controversial topic yesterday.
I did. I'm sure I did. Which one was it? Did anybody watch? I talk so much.
Something that comes up on our show quite often. Reese's Pieces?
Oh, yes. Let's get into that. First of all, before we get started with anything, has anybody in that studio and has anybody listening tried the new Reese's Cups that have smashed Lay's Ripple potato chips in them?
No. Those sound delicious.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Just life-changing. You know, like when people say, like, I went out to a bar and I looked across the room and I knew I saw my wife. Sure. Like, that's how I felt when I tasted this. I was like, oh, I've been waiting my whole life for this. It's delicious.
Some and
it's like,
you can buy it. Candy. You will eat a stranger.
What?
Some enchanted evening. Remember, he looks across the room to see the... No, South Pacific, never seen it. Okay, sorry. Another classical
I've seen South Pacific, I think, many years ago, but I don't remember that scene.
It's a brilliant play. Al, are you a Reese's or a Reese's or a Reese's?
Tom, I'm a bit of a wild card because I'm Reese's Pieces all day. That's what I grew up with in Cleveland. That's going on. But here's what happened, and this is probably literally my first Amazon purchase when we first went into lockdown a couple of years ago, is everybody was just sad. They're like, I don't know how long I'm be in the house. So I ordered from Amazon one of those big 1 pound bag of Reese's Pieces, but I was lazy and didn't read it like most of my life. And that's why I'm a comic and not a professional.
Oh.
And it was Reese's Pieces with peanuts in it. So it's like peanut M&Ms, but Reese's Pieces on the outside instead of the chocolate M&Ms. The best thing I've ever had.
Really?
And so that's actually my favorite candy. If it has to go either way, Reese's Pieces, but no disrespect to Reese's Cups.
Okay.
There we go. Very interesting. Very interesting. Now, Al is on board this show every week to help me become hipper. It's going pretty
well. Tom, it's good. You had a great week last week. You didn't get as much props from the studio as I thought you deserved. They didn't give you your flowers, Tom, but we're going to do it this week. And you're going to show them that last week was not a fluke. So are you ready to go?
Yes, but first I have a parenthetical thing I've got to point out.
What's that?
Noah, the newest member of our staff.
Yes.
Has his shoes all weirdly tied. Have you seen this?
Oh, my. What is this? I'll have the quiz for it.
It's like some, instead of tying his shoes like a normal person.
Over the years, I've regretted saying many, many things on the air and off the air. But right. I'm this in the hallway, and I looked at Noah's shoes, the new guy. Right. And I said, what do you think about the way those shoes are laced, Noah? Or Tom, and he goes, oh my God, what are those? And apparently like,
this is a hip hop thing.
Run DMC and how they had their Adidas superstars laced, I guess.
I guess they laced them like a grid instead of the traditional lacing.
Yes, sir. The shell toes.
Yes.
Yeah, shell toes.
That's what it's called?
Yeah.
Well, the shoe is a shell toe, and it's a checkerboard lace pattern across the shell toe.
That's all. And he's been talking about it nonstop.
So then I pointed out to Noah that I, in fact, was on an elevator with Run DMC. This is a true story. It's one of those glass elevators. It was really cool. And the gents from Run DMC got on board. And
DMC.
DMC.
DNC.
I know that you hang out with a Democrat.
Run DNC. Run DNC would be someone in Texas trying to get.
Oh,
never mind.
Oh, my God.
I'll go late 60s.
But I just you know, complimented the one of the gentleman on his dookie rope and moved on.
You got on the elevator and said, walk this way.
Tom Blake says, you still use slang and you do use it correctly usually, but like you insert it in a way that seems like it was put in post edit. Like you're like the dookie rope and then you continue your sentence. It doesn't flow yet, but Tom, we're gonna get, by the way, was I the only one thinking like when you said glass elevator, I was like, that sounds like slang for like a crack pipe. Is that where my head goes?
Sorry, you know, it's one of those elevators in a big hotel where it opens up onto the lobby and it's really cool.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Well, I'm ready to be educated. What do we got?
Tom, last week we talked about kind of two slang words or words that mean different things, but they're kind of the same word. So, Tom, I want you to tell everybody, what's the difference between Bubba Gump shrimp
right,
and Bubba Sparks?
Bubba Gump shrimp is the stuff from Forrest Gump, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That was the shrimp company that he started.
Mm-hmm. There's a restaurant. Yeah.
Bubba Sparks?
Yes.
Yes. That's their rival company.
Is Bubba Sparks a person?
Yes.
He is.
Uh-huh. Is he a football player?
No.
Is he a comedian?
No.
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 Is he Sparks? Is Sparks a nickname or is that his actual name?
It's probably not his God-given name. It's got two X's at the end.
Oh, okay. He's a rapper.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and am I supposed to guess what his most famous rap is about?
You can try and get. I was going to say, because that's never going to happen. We'll have Dean kind of look for it. There's plenty of clean versions. We're going to keep going to the next one. Tom, you got a lot of characters in that studio. And I'm sure sometimes when you're driving home, you're thinking about them. What term would you use to describe how the people in that studio live inside of your head? They're doing what inside of your head?
Complaining?
Bothering him?
I think I've heard you complain about this expression before. I think I already know that you don't like
it. It's two words. A landlord would hate it.
Oh.
A landlord would hate it. Smoking? not paying the rent.
It has to be rent.
That's close.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
I give up. I don't know. Willie,
help him out.
Living in your head, rent free. Al, is that it?
Yes.
Oh.
And way to answer it like this, the end of a Wheel of Fortune puzzle.
Thank you, Mr. Sajak.
They're living.
So, Tom, use rent, living in your head, rent free. Use it in that sentence. And do you understand what that means?
Oh, yeah. I do get it. Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't say it about any of these folks. They're all certainly, certainly right. Hardworking mm-hmm. for a handful of hours a day.
yeah, we do nothing when we go home.
Let's see. Could you apply it to, say, a movie? Could you say, boy, I went to see this movie.
Absolutely.
I don't know, but the thing's living in my head rent-free.
Yeah.
Meaning it implying that you're not real happy about it. Is that correct?
Right, you just keep thinking about it, almost stewing over it. That's how I would think about it. It's like the modern era way of saying you're stewing over something.
It won't go away. You can't get out of your head.
I kind of like that.
Mm-hmm. It's the stuff that you hate, like NFTs or incorrect grammar.
Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah. I do. That's a great phrase. I'll have to work on that.
Tom, here's one that I absolutely love. Okay. I think I might actually start using this in my real life. Tom, what does it mean if I told you we were going to a formal dinner. I took Willie as my partner. We're going to go make some business connections. And let's just say he understood the assignment. What does that phrase "understood the assignment" mean?
It's obviously you're up to some sort of nefarious activity.
not necessarily. It's a positive thing.
Okay.
Just because it involves Willie doesn't mean it's nefarious.
Hey, your son's involved. Oh, probably drugs then.
Me and Willie went to dinner. Did you kill someone?
Okay, I know what it is.
Wrong kid.
So you and Willie are going out to this fancy dinner, and you're going to try to get Willie hooked up with a new lady friend.
Okay.
So you say to someone, "Hey, man, Al and I are going out." Oh, is it a comedy thing? And no. Al understands the assignment. Is that right?
No, that's not wrong. You would say they understood the assignment. It just means that somebody nailed something. They did it well. So, like, if Christy is dressed really cool today, you'd be like, "Oh, Christy understood the assignment." Like, it's a way to say that, or whatever happened, it means you nailed it. Like, so, like, they understood the assignment. So, I love that phrase. So, Tom, do it justice.
Now, are you allowed to flip it around?
What do you mean?
Oh, do it.
Could you say that? Well, apparently in the football game last Saturday, someone wasn't clear on the assignment.
That's too literal, I think. Oh.
When I pointed out that
how did we
perhaps
know he was gonna go that
blocking
way?
For Mr. Wentz would be useful, they didn't understand the assignment.
Yeah, there were some missed assignments on the O-line. I will give you that.
Oh, that's too literal. Okay. So it's got to be more. Well, Christy, you try one.
Me?
Yeah.
I don't play this game.
I'll see.
Well, Tom, I'm going to ask Christy this one. How about that? Christy?
Mm-hmm.
Use the phrase vibe check in a sentence.
Vibe check.
I think
vibe check. When would you use the phrase vibe check?
Well, I walk in here every morning and the first thing I do is take a Tom vibe check because I don't know what the rest of the day is going to be like.
That is exactly.
And as usual, I am friendly and.
Oh, yes. Always.
Warm and open minded.
I kind of thought a vibe check was every 4 months when you had to open it up, make sure the batteries were still good.
Never mind.
Christy was about to blurt out, "If you think I can have batteries last 4 months, you're dreaming, Sonny."
The lithium add-ons you see for drills.
No. As long as you have a cube, you're okay.
Okay. Yeah. I like that one though. Vibe check. Yeah, I think we all do.
Yeah.
We all do that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure.
It would be great to describe a first date, you know, like a Tinder date or whatever. You just be like, "Oh, you know, we met, but just immediately she did not pass the vibe check, but we still had dinner."
Sitting in a restaurant when you know the people next to you are on a first date? You can tell almost immediately. Mm-hmm.
I love that.
You can feel it.
Yes, you can.
You can feel it now, Christy. Like, even questions. Like, I'll go to a bar to pick up food. And, like, you can, like, while you're in there waiting, you can still feel that, like, not only is there one Tinder date, but, like, everyone in there. There's certain places I feel like are just kind of safe daytime meetup bar happy hour places. So you can feel, like, 8 different couples getting to know each other. Mm-hmm. It's a weird vibe.
Yeah.
So, yeah, definitely. You can definitely feel
it. Party.
Oh, there you go.
That's a good name.
Has anybody in there done the online dating, the app?
Yeah, it's the worst.
I haven't done Tinder a long time ago. I did
Plenty
Match.
Plenty of Fish.
Did you?
I should have called it Plenty of Whales.
I'm serious.
That's not mean.
I'm not even being mean. It's just honest.
Oh, no.
I guess there's a new one called Hinge. Is that right?
I'm on there, yeah.
Are you on that?
What is that?
It's a new dating app.
When you like someone, you can put a little message in. That's the whole thing is with these messaging things. You can't message someone until you both like each other. On like Bumble, only the girl can message first. On Hinge, when you like someone, you can send a little message being like, "Hey, what's your dog's name?" And then if they like it, they'll be like, "Hey, it's Rocco." You know, that kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
I would hate that.
Yeah, me too.
I don't like little minor 80s romance movie flirtations. Like, let's just, do you think I'm cute? All right, let's meet.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to do that. I don't want to have 16 tiny kind of conversations going on with strangers.
But no,
that's why I'm old and white.
I get it, Al. If I have to ask one more person where their sister went to college, I'm going to end it all.
Ask about their day.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. And it's like making you, because I don't like the dishonesty, because you wouldn't ask that unless you thought that she wanted you to ask that because that's cute or like you care.
Right.
But maybe like there's like something else that you actually, you probably don't care about her dog or her dog's name. That's all right. Well, but like don't start it off with dishonesty.
The only reason I know about Hinge is because my daughter and I share the same Apple account. And so her apps show up on my phone and it showed up on my phone the other day. And I'm like, what is Hinge? So then I had to explain that to my boyfriend. I go, if you ever pick up my phone, it's not, I'm not on the app. It's my daughter's. I don't know why it's there or why it shows up.
He bought that?
Wow, that's smooth, Christy. Very smooth.
And what's very, very good, Christy. Very
good. Yeah, I was about to say, like, only a woman could get away with, like, a woman like Christy that's so innocent.
But
because
it's
if
true.
Any of us had been like, okay, look, baby.
Yeah, I think I can my phone all these together.
Four
at the same
dating
time.
Apps that I'm active on.
That guy in my bed, that's my daughter's. That's not mine.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.